Hello, everyone, and welcome to our very first podcast episode of Team Oppedal Windsurfing Journeys. My name is Hella Oppedal, and with me I have my two sisters,
Thea
and Tuva.
So, today in this episode, we're going to talk about our own windsurfing journeys and how we all started with windsurfing. And we all have lots of different stories, so yeah, we can start with Hella. How did you start with windsurfing and why?
I started with windsurfing because I found, when I was 7 years old, I found my dad's old windsurfing equipment under the terrace while playing hide and seek.
And
I really wanted to try it. So my dad bought this kid's rig, and I remember being out in the water all summer with my dad and having just the best time ever. It was so fun. And since that, I've been windsurfing, like, as much as I can remember, like...
Yeah, your whole life?
Yeah, my whole life. So I started with Big Techno, and that was really, like, my path. So I started with competitions when I was 13, and my last... big techno event was the Youth Olympics in Buenos Aires in 2018. So after that, I started foiling. And since that, I've been foiling. And it's been so much fun. Like, it's just taken windsurfing to another level, I think. Like, it's just perfect for me. I love it in every way. And yeah, since then I've been foiling and competing in PWA and Worlds, and now I'm also competing in the IQ. So it's really so much fun, and I love to see the improvement.
Yeah, of course.
And yeah, just competing with the other girls and getting to know other girls, it's really been so much fun.
I remember you've been sailing, like, your whole life, and it's always been, like, your kind of thing until we... started with it.
Yeah, I feel like windsurfing was like me and my dad's thing.
Yeah, and then we just joined you, and now it's like our thing. It's like the team, and yeah, it's so much fun now.
Yeah, definitely. Now it's your thing as well.
Yeah.
Did you have a very different, like,
story
than me? Like, you started under a year ago in March.
And it's kind of weird because, like, a year ago, I had no idea how to, like, sail and stuff. And I did, I was doing rhythmic gymnastics before. And that's a whole other world. And it's so different.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it was fun to do rhythmic gymnastics. And I had, like, I was on my way up to a great level, but... And I could have done, like, good things with it, I guess, but who knows, because I quit it because I started doing windsurfing.
Yeah, so tell us how you started windsurfing.
Yeah, it was actually in March when the corona kicked in. It was, like, nothing to do anymore because, like, everything was just closing and we couldn't do rhythmic gymnastics because it's, like, inside. So I decided to join my sisters and start windsurfing with them.
Yeah, because we could still windsurf, like, through the whole corona. We could windsurf outside if we weren't in a big group. So that was really nice. And you joined us a lot in a lot of trainings.
I had nothing else to do, so I was just going with you. But I was just standing on, like, this beginner board. And it was, like, drifting around. I didn't know how to do anything. And for a month, I was just, like, standing there, enjoying, like, the fresh air and the sea. It was actually nice, but it was really fun the day I really learned how to foil and really got off on the foil.
Yeah, I remember that. I was, like, sailing with you, like, for a while and just telling you, do this. And suddenly you went up in the air.
Yeah, I went up in the air with a whole foil over the water, and I felt like I was flying to the skies, and I was just... Yeah, it got crazy, but I was probably just, like, 2 centimeters over the water.
Definitely.
But it was so fun actually flying around. And yeah, after that moment, I started foiling, and it was so fun actually. And I was able to be with you guys.
Yeah, I remember we were screaming so much when you managed to foil. Like,
I remember I was like,
1,000 meters away from you guys, and I just heard these huge screams, and I was like, are somebody dying? Dad, what's going on? And then we looked at Hala and Thea, and there was just Thea was falling, and Hala was sailing after her, and they were just screaming.
Yeah, and it was like in the end of the session, so it was getting dark. And like, yeah, I remember that was like stressed about us to getting into the beach because like you can't stay in the water when it's dark. That can be a problem.
I actually remember that so well. Like it was getting so dark and you didn't want to go in because you just learned how to foil.
Yeah.
And I understand that. Like you would like to explore it more, but it got so dark and I remember we rigged down and it was like black.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was like, okay, do we really have everything now or...
Yeah,
I ever forgot a board like on the grass.
Exactly. Yeah. But that was so much fun.
Yeah. And Tuva, how did you start? Like, you've been sailing a lot like your whole life, I feel. But yeah.
Yeah, I actually started when I was 5. I was turning 6. We were moving to Bergen in Norway, and my parents wanted to start this windsurfing club. And I was 5, so I couldn't be a home alone, so I had to join, and they just kicked me out on the water.
Yeah.
And I started sailing. Oh,
yeah. You couldn't even swim, could you?
Yeah, I just learned to swim.
You just learned how to swim. They put you in a life jacket and then you were good to go, right?
Yeah, I remember sometimes you were stealing my equipment and I had to swim after you.
Yeah. And it was a lot of bathing in the beginning for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. When did you start? I had this deal with my trainer. I was going to sail 20 minutes and then I could have play in the water for the rest of the training.
Oh my god. But when did you start to like windsurf for real?
Yeah, when I was around 11, I started to windsurf for real.
So 6 years bathing.
It was really fun. Nice. I love it.
Yeah, of course.
And I started competition this year. But when I was 12, I started Norway Cups. But now in 2020, I started to do...
Yeah, you also started to foil like for real this year. Like a year ago.
Last year.
Last year, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So I've been foiling 2 years.
Mm. Mm.
And you started your first international competition this summer, right?
Yeah. It was in Silva Plana.
Yeah, the World Championship. And you did well, didn't you?
Yeah, I ended 25 of 31.
Yeah, but that's a good start. Like, it's your first international competition. I'm going to my first this summer, and I really don't know how to. I haven't been racing once.
I remember I was so scary at the first race. I was like, oh no, I don't want to do this. And Dennis just started, and I had to go, and it was so fun.
I loved it. You had your heads in the stars, right?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I want to do more.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
But what's the thing that you enjoy most about competition?
It's the racing, and when you coming into the, when you finish the race and you just have this feeling, it's so awesome. It's like, yeah. I did well. It was so fun. And I remember when I finished, we were always there and waiting for me, and we were just was talking, and it was so fun.
Yeah, it's actually so fun being in, because that was the first time I ever was in a real competition with my sisters, and that was so fun. Like, we were cheering on to each other, and I really enjoyed it a lot. And you're having your first competition
this summer,
Thea, right?
Yeah, and I haven't been to one like just local regatta or something. I've just been sailing, like training and stuff, so I haven't been racing
at all, really.
It's cool that you're just jumping into it.
Yeah, but it's kind of scary as well, because I don't want to crash like
I did. Yeah, tell us about the crash in Silva Plana, Tuva.
So we were doing the start, and I wanted to start at the mark where the best one was starting.
Yeah.
So I was planning to start there, and I was sailing, and then Marina come back after me, and I had to stop for her, but I didn't know how to stop. But I didn't know,
what to do.
Yeah, I got freaked out, and I opened the sail, and she crashed into my sail.
Or you hit her with your sail?
Yeah, no? I hit her with my sail, and then she fell into the water, and I was just sailing away. And I didn't know. God. Like, usually, and she was saying protest. But I didn't know that you have to do a 360 when you get when people saying protest.
No.
So I just finished the race, and then I come in and I had to go to a protest.
And for those who don't know, like, Marina Alabao is the Olympic champion. Yeah. So yeah, that's unfortunate.
She won the Olympic.
So Thea, you just came down to El Medano, to Tenerife, where me and Tuva have been for a month now. And it's been so nice. I really love the training here. We're doing the TWS, and they're doing like an IQ, what's it called?
IQ races.
And slalom races. And it's been so much fun.
It's so fun because I'm learning so much every day, and I'm getting better and better, and I like it.
Yeah, you're getting closer and closer.
Yeah. But it's so many good sailors here, like, they're in a high level, and I haven't been, like, racing a lot before, so I kind of stressed about the training starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think it's going to be a perfect training, because then you get to practice, like, how to do regatta, because it's basically like regatta training, like regatta after regatta.
Yeah.
So you'll be perfect, like, fit for racing when you're done here, I think.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Then you're going to be ready to summer?
Yeah, yes. That's the plan.
Yeah.
And at the moment, I haven't been sailing in a while because I came from Moray, and home it's minus 15 and the fjord is ice, the whole thing.
It's so cold, like...
They're ice skating on our home spot.
Yeah.
That's...
Almost.
Yeah, and that's so...
Yeah.
Just like...
It's kind of depressing when you're home because you're not able to sail. It's not even wind or water. It's like two things we need. It's wind and water, and we got nothing of it. So it's really great to finally be in a place where it's almost wind all the time, and the water is not ice. So
not at all. Not
warm,
even close.
So I'm really, like, more relaxed just because of being here right now and being able to sail and practice more.
Yeah. It's so nice here.
It's gonna be nice. Okay, so I think that was it for this episode.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
That's good, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.